Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Seems like people have been getting out of town for months to get ahead of the Thanksgiving rush, but today really is the last day to get stepping if you have any distance to cover, so things are hopping on the Jersey Turnpike this morning. That's where we find our very own Samantha Liebman. Sam?
Good morning, Lee. Well, Wednesday expected to be the busiest day on the roads for holiday travel and much busier than last year. AAA spokesperson Andrew Gross says with vaccines, more people are getting away.
What we're going to see this year is something more like a pre-pandemic 2019 level in terms of travel over this Thanksgiving period. So we're looking at about 53.4 million people are going to travel this year, and about 48.3 million of those folks will go by car.
Now, this despite high gas prices, people like Ted McCoy driving from Connecticut to North Carolina this holiday.
Plane tickets are too expensive, so this is still the cheapest way.
Well, many drivers hoping President Biden's move to release 50 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will bring down prices, though experts believe it will be a drop in the proverbial tank. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live along the New Jersey Turnpike.
And, of course, those sticking around town tomorrow can see the Macy's Parade. Our Darius Radzius got a not-so-sneak preview last night in Herald Square.
Performers in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade took the stage for their final rehearsal. Lindsay Van Wyk, visiting from South Africa, was watching them perform.
Oh, they're just brilliant. They're just so professional, and it's awesome. It's a dream come true to be able to be here.
There were performers, jump rope athletes, and of course, the Radio City Rockettes.
Please welcome the Radio City Rockettes.
We're kicking it too. Put on quite a show for these tourists from Florida watching from the sidewalk.
They're very, like, right on, spot on time. They're very precise.
It looks like everyone's ready for showtime. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Herald Square.
Here's some inflation you might like. They'll be inflating the balloons for the Macy's Parade over by the Museum of Natural History today. You have to line up to see it, though, at Columbus and 72nd from noon to 6 p.m. in order to be screened. If, however, you want to see them without doing that, you can probably just see the balloons from the street. As always, we'll have live coverage of the parade tomorrow here on 1010 Winds. Technically, you're supposed to be a citizen to vote in New York City, but now the city council's looking at making it legal for 800,000 non-citizens to vote in municipal elections if they have green cards or are authorized to work in the U.S. The measure is expected to pass December 9th with a veto-proof majority. Mayor de Blasio says he wasn't going to veto it anyway, but he is concerned that the measure will undermine the value of citizenship. He also believes only the state legislature has the power to do this. If you've always wanted to live in Gowanus, Brooklyn, there should be more opportunities soon. The city council has approved a rezoning plan that's supposed to lead to 8,500 new apartments spread out over 82 blocks of the neighborhood. City Councilman Brad Landers says this isn't like some of the other rezoning plans approved in recent years because it includes about 3,000 units of affordable housing.
It's the first rezoning that maps significant affordable housing in a wider, wealthier neighborhood.
Council voted 47-1 in favor of the plan, which also includes $200 million to fix up a couple of NYCHA projects in the neighborhood, the Gowanus houses and the Wyckoff Gardens houses. The Knicks beat the Lakers last night despite blowing a 25-point lead, but they had a few things in their favor last night, as Mark Erne is here to tell us. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, it definitely helped that LeBron James was sitting out a one-game suspension for his actions Sunday in Detroit, the first suspension of his 19-year career. It also helped that Evan Fournier scored 26 points, his most since opening night. It helped that Emmanuel quickly had 12 of his 14 off the bench in the fourth quarter. And as quickly noted after the Knicks 106-100 win, it really helped to have the crowd behind them all night.
The Garden is fun to play in. The energy that's always in the Garden from the fans, our teammates, you know, every shot, every bucket that any one of us gets, you know, is always fun to be a part of. So it's something special.
Knicks are now 10-8 on the season. That includes a 5-5 record at home. Mark and A, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.